Google TKO Concrete Flooring. Get floors that last a lifetime. Call 615-414-3727 today.
Hey, it's Zach with TKO Concrete. People ask me all the time, what's the biggest difference between an epoxy floor and an acrylic sealer? Your four biggest differences are really going to be the application process, the lifespan of your floor, the durability of your floor, and then of course the aesthetics of your floor. An acrylic sealer is typically put on after you either acid wash it or you'll sand the concrete and just roll it on. Whereas with an epoxy floor, you need to grind off the concrete about a 16th of an inch in order to get all impurities off the top layer and to get you the best bond possible with your material. After that's done, you'll receive another top coat in order to help the durability and the longevity of your floor to keep it looking the exact same as the day you put it down. Typically after a year, people will notice that their acrylic sealers are either fading from gloss to dull or even peeling and cracking off the floor altogether. Whereas with an epoxy floor, if your application process was done correctly and you used the right materials, it'll look just as shiny and just as beautiful as the day you put it down a year ago.
Google TKO Concrete Flooring. Get floors that last a lifetime. Call 615-414-3727.